Okay, so Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches. All right. Iti milevonoin kala. Come with me from Levonon, my kala, my bride. Iti milevonoin tovoyi. Again, you'll come with me from Levonon. Toshuri meirosh amono. So here it seems to be in Rashi two different pshotim, but poshit, it sounds like you'll look. Yeah, tistakli. You'll be mistakel from, I guess, this high mountain when they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Meirosh amono, meirosh snir v'chermoin, from the peaks of snir v'chermoin, also mountains. Mimoinos haroyos, from the lion's dens. Meharei nareimim, from the mountain of leopards. Sounds like some scary stuff. So let's see what it says here. All right. First of all, eat milavon kala. Kisha tiglu rashi. Tiglu milavonon zeh. When you're going to leave Levonon, which maybe refers to Eretz Yisrael or to the Beis HaMikdosh, iti tiglu, you'll be going to Golos together with me. Kani egle imochem. I will be exiled together with you. And that in itself is a very beautiful concept. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to send us into exile. Why does he send us into exile? It's mamish. We foil the divine plan. Come to Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdosh. This is the fulfillment of the tachlis of the bria. The Zoya says what it says. Rashi brings a little bit at the beginning. Shirashim lahoya olam kedai kiyom shnitin bo shirashirim. The day shirashirim was given was the day that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, and that represented the culmination of the purpose of creation. There's creation. There's a matan Torah. There's a choosing of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu and his descendants. There's Matan Torah, and there's going to Eretz Yisrael, but only when there was finally a place where also the Mikdash Shochanti B'Shochom, where the Shechina is Shoira, the Shechina is present or lives there, so to speak, and there's a focus on the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was like the fulfillment of the purpose of creation, and that has to be destroyed, because Klal Yisrael did some inappropriate things, and rather than destroying the Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger al Eitzim Bavonim. That's what it says. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So now we're going into Golos. He had to send us into Golos. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We don't deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael. I'm coming with you, you bad boys. I'm tagging along the bad boys. But goes more. Iti milavon tovoyu. What's the repeat again? Tovoyu. So I guess here, iti milavon kal, you're coming with him when we leave. And Tovoyu, I guess Rashi seems to say when you're returning. Ukshetoshuvu min hagoilo, and when you're going to come back, ani oshuvi mochem, I'll go back with you. V'af kol yemei hagoilo, bitzoroseich li tzor. In all the days of the goilo, of the exile, in your tzar, that's based on a posuk in Yirmiyah, it says here, bitzoroseich li tzor. In your pain, in your suffering, I have suffering. Okay, because of iti milavonon tovoyu, you're going to come with me. Kishetiglu milavonon zeh, when you get chased out of Eretz Yisrael, iti tovoyu, you're going to come with me. Because of iti lilavonon tovoyu, loymar mishas yitzi aschem mikan ad shas bi aschem kan ani imochem b'chol asher teitzeu v'tovoyu. From the time that you leave until the time that you come back, I am with you, b'chol asher teitzu b'tavoyu. Now, what is b'chol asher teitzu b'tavoyu? Wherever you come and go. Do you know how many comings and goings we had? There was golos from Anglia. There was golos from France. There was golos from Spain. There was golos from Portugal. There was golos from all over. Wherever we were, we would, as soon as we rose a little bit to prominence, next golos comes. If you will, there was golos from the Lower East Side. There was golos from Williamsburg. It was Golos from Crown Heights.
Oh, it was Golos to Florida.
Yeah, there's Golos to Florida. Yeah. It's Golos all over. The Klal Yisrael is constantly on the move. No, the Bayswater used to be a nice Jewish neighborhood. You know what I mean? There was Golos from Bayswater. Now coming to now we're returning. But the interesting thing is, wherever you go, Hashem says, I'm with you. These are the bad boys. These are the ones that are not yet worthy that the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. Oh, if we would be worthy of the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, Mashiach would come, would be rebuilt. So we sinned. We have not corrected the sin, obviously enough. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the concept that Kodesh Baruch is with us no matter where we're holding, no matter what we do. And he says, we did some pretty nasty things in Golus over the years. There was serious assimilation. There was all kinds of terrible things, you know. He's with us. He's with us no matter where you go. To me, that's a very encouraging statement. Okay. Toshuvim Reish Amona. So it means like something like you're looking from the top of this mountain. Bekamtzias Nitchayich. When I'll gather in your dispersed ones, your the Nitcha Yisrael, Tistakli v'tisboineni mas char pulosech mereishes hoemuna sheemantbi. He says you will look and you'll think, what is the schar that you're getting for the emuna that you believed in me? What's the emuna you believed in me? Lechtecha acharai b'midbor. You followed me blindly into a midbor. You didn't ask any questions, nothing to, how are we going to live, how are we going to eat, how are we going to survive? U'mimaso yisayich, v'chani yisayich alpi. And from your traveling, and your traveling and your chaninas, when you make camp, when you settle down, alpi is also, you know, alpi Hashem yachnu, v'alpi Hashem yisoo, and you're coming to the Roish Sneer v'Chermon, those mountains. They were like lions' dens. Why? Sichon v'Oeg. As they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, the first ones that they encountered was Sichon and Oeg. That's on the Evel HaYarden. That's on the east side before they crossed in. So, and yet all these things you followed Al Pi Hashem. So he says, this is your I guess the pshat is like this.
Why is Hashem telling us look at all this chosim?
No, maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe Hashem, when there's finally a kibbutz goyos, we still really don't deserve it. So why? But it says tistakli v'tisboineni maschar pulosech mereishis hoemuna sheemantbi. Look at this, the schar pulosech from the reishis hoemuna. In other words, that emuna that Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem, that's what's keeping us alive today. That's the schar that we have. That's the schus that we have. Whereas we today, we're at a different level. And even when the eventual kibbutz goyus is going to come, where are we holding? You know, let's say, you know, it says it could come to a dor shekulo chayev or kulo zakai. It could be is because everybody's worthy, or it could be everybody's not worthy and Mashiach has to come. Looks like we're going in the second direction. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, so then what schus do we have? You know what schus we have? Lechtecha acharai b'midbor. So charti lo chesed neuraich. We followed Hashem into the midbor. Then we followed Hashem into the lion's den, into facing Sichon and Oeg. I guess they were the most powerful of nations. And we followed Hashem. That emuna that we had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the schus, it seems Rashi says, that we can now return to Eretz Yisrael. So when we finally return, we're not going to be returning, not necessarily on our own schus, but we still have that schus of us. That's a very, very interesting thing. We have that schus of us. What that meant, Lech Techachar. They must have done that with such shleimus, with such, they followed Hashem. Anyway, but that's what he says is the schus. Okay, let's go weiter. Dover acher. Oh, Miroish Amono, har hu bigvul tsafoino sheretz Yisrael. Amono is a mountain on the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Ushmei Amono, uvelshoin mishne turei amnoin. Vehor hohor shenem boi min hayom agol v'tisoluchem hor hohor. Okay, I guess that's the same thing. I don't know. Ukshagolios nikbotsei sumagios shom. I guess the kibbutz golios will start from over there. They're going to come through the north. Heim tseifim mishom veroyin gavul eretz Yisrael. They're going to look from there and they're going to see the borders of Eretz Yisrael, va'avira shel eretz Yisrael and the air of Eretz Yisrael. Usmeichim ve'oimrim hoidoyo. And they're going to rejoice, and they're going to thank Hashem. They're going to say praises to Hashem. Toshuri meirosh amono, I guess Toshuri is a lotion of singing, shir. Toshuri v'Rosh Hashanah, very interesting. So when there's going to be a kibbutz golius, we're going to come and we're going to look at the, we're going to get stand on this Har Emunah, which is in the north as we're approaching Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to see the Gvul, and they're going to see the Avir, and they're going to rejoice that we're coming home, and they're going to praise Hashem, and they're going to sing Hoidoy, and that's what it means, Toshuri, you will sing Me'erosh Amonah, from the lion's den, I don't know if it means all of those places or just one, but that's the idea. So in other words,
Eros, what? You find anything, like there's like Gvul, and then he says, and then Rashi says Eretz Yisrael. Does the Eros signify anything? Gvul is like understandable, but Gvul is like, you know, you see like
Chazal say, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Avir Eretz Yisrael is very special. It makes people smart. Israelis are very smart. Little kids, when I was a kid.
Why don't we move to Eretz Yisrael?
And then they said, wow, look how smart these kids are. There was like a couple in a restaurant, the Israelis, and the little kid was speaking. Look, and so this lady said, look how smart these kids are. They speak Hebrew at such a young age.
Like I've done these other things.
So, Avir Eretz Yisrael is
Machkim. Where are those people from, right? Though?
Who knows? Just remember such a thing. Avir Eretz Yisrael is Machkim. So we look and we see that and we thank Hashem. So what's the point over here? What is the point? I guess really it sounds like that the point of all of this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. We went into Golos is not our finest hour. Went into Golos was our most decadent hour. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. The whole time in the Golos, wherever you go, one place to another place, I'm with you, no matter what. And some very inappropriate situations in Golos. And finally, when you're coming back, I'm returning with you. And then, as you come back, and you're going to, when you're coming back, you're going to say, hey, what did we ever do to deserve this? In other words, the truth of the matter is, people have that problem today. Mashiach is going to come. I hear a lot of people say, you know, the Chofetz Chaim wasn't Zoyche. The Vilna Goyim wasn't Zoyche. All these people, I'm going to be Zoyche, we're going to be Zoyche today. Look where we are today. But you know, so number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you the whole time. No matter who you are, no matter how far you've fallen, I'm with you. I go to Golos. When you leave, I go. You know, that's one. But then he says something else. He says that when we're going to come back, we're also going to look and say, what did we ever do? How did we say? We're still far from the way we should be. No, it's that Lech Tech Acharei Bamidbar. We have implanted in us a schus, maybe. I wonder, and this is just, what's the word?
Conjecture.
That I wonder if it isn't only the schus of us, but it's the hashpo. In other words, that emuna that they followed, Lech Tech Acharei Bamidbar, could very well be that's deeply implanted in us. You know, midos that we express, that we develop, acquired characteristics are inherited. That's what we believe and we know. Science is debating back and forth, but we know it to be true. And the Mela, that emuna, that they had such a level of emuna, they followed blindly into the Midbar. They're going into Eretz Yisrael, Sichon and Oig, the biggest giants are there, the strongest army, and they're ready. And they're going, that's a schus that's going to carry us through. And then we're going to look at, see, we're here. We're coming to Eretz Yisrael. We made it. You know, you ever see the pictures of them when they came on the boats and they finally saw the shores of Eretz Yisrael? You know, they just like, they started to sing Hatikva, whatever they sang there, you know. But like, it was, why? It's all b'schus obis. It's all b'schus that Lech Tech Acharei Bamidbar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us no matter what. And we still have more schusim than we can imagine. Okay.